Gender. Principal Secretary in the State Department for Gender Ms. Anne Wangombe has called on the Ma community to shun the retrogressive culture that hinder girls from achieving their dreams. Wangombe, who spoke at Naikara Ward in Narok West Sub-County during the launch of Big Dream to End Child Marriage initiative, said girls fail to complete school because of retrogressive culture that include early marriages, female genital mutilation, FGM, and teenage pregnancies. She warned that those who subject their children to such practices risk hefty punishment as the practices are unlawful. As you woman, take your daughter to get that cut, and as you man, enter into that marriage with a child, please know that it is unlawful and you could be thrown behind bars for a long time, she reiterated. She decried that 4% of girls in the country are married before the age of 15 years when they are not ready to handle a wife's chores. When this girl gets a baby, chances are that during delivery, the child might get complications. The child is denied her rights of going through the complete education system, she said. She observed that a girl married at a tender age cannot develop economically, causing the poverty cycle to continue in a family setup. We have seen girls who hail from this Ma region who are very successful because they managed to complete the education system. They came back to help their families and the society at large, she said. The PS advised girls to say no to sex and keep their legs closed so that they can complete their education and get good jobs. She revealed that the government has put the necessary measures to contain girls in school, which include providing them with sanitary towels. Narok Governor Patrick Ntutu, who attended the event, confessed that FGM and early marriages among the Ma girls were the main threat to education in the county. He said the county government intends to increase bursaries issued to the vulnerable children so that no child will be left out from school. I will personally pay for any girl who cannot afford to be in school. I want to have more girls in the universities and colleges, he said. World Vision Country Director Gilbert Kamanga said the program was launched in 2019 and implemented in Migori, West Pokot, Samburu, Turkana and Marsabit counties where child marriage is prevalent. He said the program aims to empower girls to increase their access to education and economic empowerment. Others present during the event were Narok County Commissioner Kipkech Loshiesha, Narok Courts Principal Magistrate Phyllis Shinyanda and Narok Gender Director Agnes Ingeno.